So Jason did the podcast with our old friends yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, not necessarily because of that, but I had an idea and was driving in. So I just had my Spotify on my liked songs and on random shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And an old ditty came up that used to open our show, Time for Some Action.
Mm-hmm.
And those boys do the month of Junkies, but how about this for the month of July? Everybody's got to be on board, and I've kind of kicked this around before. We do Throwback Thursdays, where you pick the intro songs that you want, maybe like old school intro songs. We give them to Valdez well in advance. There's not an issue, so you can give it to them on Tuesday. And then we have a throwback segment of the week, like Donkeys of the Week or something that we did old school. July is the month on the board that we know has the least going on.
Throwback.
We're getting
July.
Ready for football season. The Commanders will be in training camp. I think it's the 30th of July. I might be wrong, plus or minus a day. It's right around there. So you play like your old school songs that used to lead off the show. You know, you would play Bush or whatever you want to play from back in the day. And it just kind of has that vibe of the old school show.
I'd have to go back and listen to the old school shows because I don't remember the songs that we played.
I like it, other than I don't really want to bring back an old segment.
You don't want to bring
you
back
just don't want to do the work
of the week?
No, I mean, I think it's work to come up with the songs. I actually don't want to do an old segment.
You just remind me and I'll work on it.
Yeah.
If we end up doing it.
I'll do it next week.
Right. While you're in Dallas, you'll call in from Dallas.
Yeah. I like hearing the old
Cakes,
songs.
I know Cakes will love it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the songs are no problem. I just, you know, you have to remind me on the segments.
I got fired up when I don't remember the last time I'd heard that. Now, Michael Buffer sued people, and I remember when we used to play that intro, eventually somebody in management, Jim McClure or Jeremy Coleman, said, hey, you got to, like, pot it down on that.
Old school rap. And all right, that's fine. We can do that. Just remind me next week.
All right, I can lead off, and then you can try the next week.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'll give you two weeks to prep your songs.
No, Bickle the next week.
I might have to take off.
So when do you leave for Dallas? Today?
No, I don't leave until... I actually don't think I leave until Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And is that a volleyball trip, or is that a...
Yeah, it's national, so we'll be there like until like the 3rd. I think I might come home the 3rd.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, it'll be fun.
Have you checked the weather in Dallas for
next
week?
No, I mean, because
I'm sure it'll be brutal.
You're like in a convention center most of the time.
Right.
You know.
By the way,
Dallas is boring.
Shout out to my daughter, Madden. She's 24 today.
Wow.
June 27th.
Happy birthday.
She's 24. Can't believe
it. What are the plans? Is she going out with girlfriends, or she's actually going to spend time with family?
No, we're going to dinner tonight. We're going to go to a nice dinner in Tyson's. And,
good.
My mother-in-law will be there, and my younger daughter, so it'll be the five of us.
You got to foot the bill?
I will. And it's not going to be cheap, because the restaurant's not that cheap. But you know what? It's once a year. It's a birthday. It'll be fine.
Worth it.
But I can't believe I have a 24-year-old.
Yeah.
Bro.
Dude, babies.
It's going by, man.
Does she have a boyfriend yet?
She does not.
Right.
Younger one, yes. Older one, no.
Right. All right.
So.
I still think Cakes is going to be the first grandpa here. All my money's all in on Cakes.
Cakes, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, I'm talking smack. I mean, my son's had a girlfriend for 3-4 years, but maybe even longer.
Yeah.
But I still think Cakes is first.
And his oldest is 28?
27, 28. I don't know. He's done with medical school. He's just doing his, whatever you call that, internship, whatever.
Residency.
Down in Carolina, yeah. Man, that's incredible.
So tell me what happened yesterday in the second round of the draft. I had a hard time working up a lather for it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the first couple picks, and then I was out.
I was actually more interested in some of the free agents that were signing. You know, guys like the Hunter Dickinsons, a couple of the Matha guys signed some two-way deals or whatever.
I saw that out of all of the second-round picks last night, I think about 14 of them got traded.
Yeah.
I think so. Basically half of them got traded.
Right.
There were only 10 picks. In the entire NBA draft that at some point were not traded.
Isn't that crazy?
That is. I'm with Scott Van Pelt.
So different than the NFL.
Van Pelt went on a rant about the hats that they wear.
Oh, really?
That a lot of times the guys show up and they know they're not going to the team, but they wear the hat anyway because the deal hasn't been
finalized. Official.
It's not official. And it dates back a long time ago. Like Chris Webber, Who drafted Chris Webber? Was it the Orlando Magic?
Sounds right.
I think the Orlando Magic drafted him because they had drafted Shaq the year before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But people knew that he was going to Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to go up there with the stupid Magic hat. And it's just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you know the deal's happening. I mean, this happened with the Wizards, right? We found out before the Wizards' second first-round pick that they had already traded it to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Utah drafted the kid Clayton from Florida. But the kid Clayton's got to go up there and wear the stupid Wizards hat. He's mm-hmm. not on the Wizards. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. dumb. I'm totally with Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's a my, I get it. I guess maybe there might be deals which don't get finalized,
mm-hmm.
but it's just kind of stupid.
You have to protect yourself, I guess.
It's yeah, stupid.
Did Duke have five guys drafted yesterday?
Let's see. I know James got selected. Proctor.
Proctor. And then you had the three guys on day one. So they had at least five guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if.
They're starting five.
It's wild.
Yeah. Well, they had a pretty damn good team. But I just noticed that half, if not more than half of the second round picks were all traded to another team.
But Drab, did you have like any of these guys were guys that you kind of liked maybe late in the first who went in the second that you think could be the second round surprise? Any of these guys?
I know the Suns were super fired up for the guy they drafted at 31. I think they had him ranked in the top 15.
Oh, Fleming from St. Joe's, yeah.
Yep. The second round is kind of interesting because there's the bigger names from college basketball. Like you guys always say, oh, we knew all the names. Well,
mm-hmm.
like a lot of the All-American guys or the older guys are either going to go in that second round or undrafted. Fears was undrafted. Kalkbrenner was drafted early second. You had Johnny Broome drafted.
Think about all the some of the bigger names around Hunter Dickinson, and he went undrafted.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the thing with Hunter is, I mean, he's got the size and it's the athleticism.
But it's just wild.
Yeah. But I like the kid from VCU, the Max Scholga kid. Uh-huh. The Euro, he went late. I can't remember who
traded him to Boston.
So he ended up with Boston.
Yeah.
I like that kid. I mean, I'm not sure what kind of player he's going to be in the NBA, but he was a good college player.
Mm-hmm.
And then Proctor, good player from Duke. We talked about the Wizards selecting Watkins, four-year player, a couple years at VCU, and then ended up at Florida State. The Kalkbrenner from UConn. I think he went
Cam
pretty.
Cam Jones. Who drafted Cam Jones? He's All-American or second.
Traded to
from Marquette. Yeah.
Pacers.
Yeah. Traded to the
Pacers,
Pacers. Spurs drafted him, traded him to the Pacers.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
So there were some really good college players that went in the second round.
Mm-hmm. Several teams didn't even have picks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it all comes down to the first rounders, you know?
It seemed like on the whole, there weren't as many international players. I don't know if that's true. Certainly seemed like that early in the draft. I saw, in the second round, there were more. Guys from Australia, Senegal, France, Serbia. He had more in the second round.
I don't know how many total. I mean, some of the kids that were drafted from the colleges were international kids. I mean, because Edgecombe was from mm-hmm. the Bahamas. Now mm-hmm. he moved to Florida when he was in, I think, middle school, mm-hmm. maybe early high school. But and then the kid from BYU, I mean, he's Russian, mm-hmm. Demon. He ended up at BYU. So you had some international players that played in college.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many total Euros.
It seemed like it was down from maybe years past, but that's total perspective.
Yeah, possibly.
It's just a guess.
Hey, Valdez, I guess I'd like to chime in on this one, but Justin Tucker is given a 10-week ban from the 2025 regular season.
He agreed to it, right? There was some sort of negotiations, it sounded like. So he's not going to appeal it. I think that's
but
the deal.
It
right?
Also, I think it can start. It starts week one, even if he's not signed to a team. And if he's signed to a team, he can participate in the camps and everything.
And the preseason.
Seems like it's pretty beneficial to him.
I think it's. I don't think it's as bad as it looks on paper.
Now, the Ravens divorced themselves from him, right?
Yeah, he was released. I forget the date, but they saved money on their cap from. Releasing him at a certain time.
Plus, he was on the downside, potentially. He had a career-worth 73% kicking percentage when his career is right around 90%.
And they drafted the big leg out of Arizona.
Right.
I think his name's Troon. I might be getting that wrong. But anyway, they drafted him out of Arizona. But he's on the market. You need a kicker.
Yep.
Hmm.
Now,
So you're right. So he can practice in training camp. He can play in the preseason games, but the suspension starts week one.
I think what's going to happen is a team may sign him after week 10.
Your guy's Tyler Loop, by the way.
Loop.
Sorry. Tyler Loop, number 33, is wearing Eddie Murray's number.
But he did not. I guess the charges, I guess, are still pending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's no real sexual assault.
Is there
it's just allegations right now.
Yeah. Is there an actual investigation?
The NFL did a separate investigation than the police.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this from their investigation that they did, I guess, with alongside the police, this is what they came up with the suspension.
So the Commanders have Matt Gay now as their kicker. Mm-hmm. They gave him a decent amount of money,
mm-hmm.
but let's just say he's hurt. Would you have a problem with them bringing in Justin Tucker?
I mean, I don't know enough about the case. I just feel like Tucker was kind of struggling a little bit. Yeah. I would probably try to find somebody else.
He's got to have
to deal with all of the.
He's
got to
have thick skin if he comes back, right?
Well, I think he wants to come back. You don't want to end on that note, right? So I understand from his perspective, you want to at least come back, clear your name a little bit,
mm-hmm.
get that behind you, so that's not the last thing people think of.
Let's say he joins your team late in the season.
Yeah.
Let's say the Commanders are 10-5. Yeah, 10-5. So they're a playoff team, got two games left, 10-5. Matt Gay tears his hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Tucker's still out there. Do you bring him in? And
depends who else. I mean,
how do you think he's received? Do you think the players he'll be off limits?
Players
or do you think they bully him and Jones?
No, players won't care, especially at that point, that late in the season. You'll have some protesters probably. It's just going to be a lot for an organization to deal with, I think. I don't think players would care.
Yeah. I mean, the media is going to come down on whatever team picks him up.
I think any team, if any team were to sign Justin, the case needs to be closed. It can't be an ongoing thing.
Yeah, it kind of has to be behind you.
I wonder if he's ever going to talk to the media about it.
Well, he's denied it.
He released
a
statement. He still denied it.
Yeah.
He did an interview with Clay Travis about it.
Oh, yeah. He did? Okay.
Yeah. And he still maintains his innocence.
It's all lies.
Was he just excited, just normally excited, and those kinds of things happen?
I don't think he admits to that.
I don't think he admits to that.
Really?
He's going to make it seem like everything is just a lie.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like those steroid guys.
Which doesn't
it's
make
like
any
Rafael
sense.
Palmeiro yeah. in front of Congress.
I think with the case, it's not the amount of women that are accusing him. I think there are prior complaints from women at the spas.
Mm-hmm.
And so
there's definitely record of complaints.
Yes. So I think that's a huge smoking gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a terrible situation all the way around. You don't want anybody to be assaulted or harassed.
If I had to bet, I would bet he gets convicted of it.
Of something.
But my guess is he's so adamant about not doing it. He doesn't think he would settle, right?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just it's a great way to throw your reputation away. They say it happened like 10, 15 years ago, though, right? It's not like recent stuff.
I don't think it's that far back, but it's not recent.
Years ago.
Yeah, maybe 10, 8 to 10, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say 10 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing terrible. Which makes me kind of believe that it's true is that there were others that were like reporting the rumors, and then finally.
Oh, there's some
the
record
article
of
comes
it.
Out. Yeah, and then there's and then record there's of it, and then there's just multiple women and multiple spots.
They were banning them.
Yeah.
So who knows? I mean, I'm not going to say 100%, but.
By the way, sleepy addition by the Commanders to pick up Matt Gay. I'm looking at how he performed last year. He was with the Colts.
Yeah.
So, first of all, this should make you feel good. He hit every one of his extra points, 33 for 33.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't gimmies anymore. And then he did miss 6 field goals. But they were all 50 plus. So everything 49 or less, he hit last season.
I'm sure he's fine.
I think he's considered a reliable vet.
Yeah.
And they had those issues last year, obviously, with the injuries and McManus deal in the offseason.
Well, even the playoff win, the first win, that was a doink.
Yeah. more good luck.
Yeah, that was Commanders. Good luck.
That was good luck, yeah.
You know, like it should have been easy gimme.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Guy almost missed it.
No, I think you have to have a reliable kicker, man.
But you can never bank up. The only one guy you could bank on through all the years was Tucker. And then he started to fall off a little bit. But kickers, man, they go through cold spells. And teams get squirrely after a few weeks, pretty quickly.
I wonder what this case does to Tucker's Hall of Fame chances.
Oh, it's kind of hurt him bad.
Cooked.
I was going to say, I mean, because he was a surefire Hall of Famer.
I mean, his reputation has been ruined.
Yes.
Aren't there hardly any kickers in the Hall of Fame? Are there two?
I don't know. Tucker.
Jan Stenerud.
Tucker would be one. He would be the third.
Is the guy from New Orleans, Morton Anderson, is he in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, there are five, actually.
Yeah.
Who are they?
Morton Anderson.
By the way, I didn't tell the story on air, but I talked to Mark Moseley about 3 or 4 weeks ago at a party. He's kind of a mutual friend of a buddy of mine, and his wife was turning 40. So they had a 40th birthday party. He showed up. Great guy. Mm-hmm. And we talked about his MVP season, 1982. Do you know that the league, the NFL, never sent Mark Moseley anything for the MVP? Mm-hmm. He didn't send him a plaque or
a trophy or replica of something or
something he could frame.
Yeah.
So the only thing he's got is the Washington Post cover that said Mark Moseley wins MVP.
Framed.
And he framed it up and put it in his house.
It's kind of weird.
The league never sent him anything.
Well, do they do that
All they
now?
Did was send him, they just called him and said, hey, congrats, you won the MVP.
If you win MVP now, do you get some sort of replica trophy?
You got to get something, I'm sure.
Yeah.
By the way, your five kickers that are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Lou Groza,
Before
who also played offensive tackle,
right?
Played 21 seasons,
right?
George Blanda,
okay,
he played 26 years.
Yeah,
he was a kicker, but also a quarterback,
right?
Then you've got Jan Stenerud.
I called that one.
All right,
I called Morton Anderson.
Then I mean, they say kicker. I guess this article includes punters too, because they've got Ray Guy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he is the lone punter to be selected. And then you got Morton Anderson. Sorry.
Yeah. Vinatieri's not good enough. Doesn't have a big enough resume.
I think he was maybe up. He was not one of the selections in 2025.
Uh-huh.
So maybe eventually.
He might eventually get in. Yeah. I feel like he's Hall of Fame worthy.
I think Justin Tucker is going to be boned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
His reputation is dirt right now. It's terrible.
Yeah. It is. It's awful. It's going to kill him.
What else? Anything else with the Nats play yesterday?
No, they were off.
Traveling?
Well, they're still on the West Coast. They just had the day off out there, and they're playing the Angels this weekend.
All right.
So hopefully they can get back on track. By the way, remember we talked about the fan in Wrigley Field, the White Sox fan?
Yes.
Who was
making fun of the guy's dead mom or whatever?
Yes, Ketel Marte, who's the second baseman for the D-backs, and he was crying. His mom was killed in a car accident in 2017. This stupid fan, 22-year-old fan, was yelling stuff to Marte. Marte ended up crying on the field. Anyway, the league office said he's banned from all stadiums.
Right.
Which is awesome. I don't know how you can ban someone from stadiums.
Pretty sure he could still buy a ticket and probably go.
Yeah, but I don't know how you do that, but he was officially banned.
Yeah, good. That's the proper stance.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Coming up next, is there a movie we're sleeping on?